Anyhow, in the sixth chapter of John, in the 35th verse, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. Now, you know, even Christ, when he was here, he was saying that, you've seen me and you don't even believe. And I was talking to a gentleman on the phone, and we was talking about another gentleman that has just seemed to don't have faith to believe in what he's asking of God or anything. And yet, right here in this, God lets us know that, you know, those, he said, that ye have, ye also have seen me and believe not. And you and I, the Bible lets it be made known very plain that without faith, we can't please God. And if you and I today, if we don't have faith enough to believe that God's able to do what we're asking of him, then there's no way we can be a Christian and acceptable in the sight of God. And you and I don't care what we're able to do as we used to do. I'm no longer able to do a lot of things that I used to, but because of my physical weakness and because things are beginning to fail, it don't make any difference. My faith in God is still strong. Why? Because the body ain't telling us it gonna go back to the dust, and it goes, and we get older and older, physical body, it loses its strength, but yet he said, in our old age, we can still be strong, we can stand firm upon the word of God, we don't have to back down and say, I'm no longer able, but do all that we can, exercise faith, that it might still grow, in our old age. And you and I today, here in this, listen to this again. I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You and I today, you know what he's speaking there about the things of God, not the physical hunger, not the physical thirst, but that is spiritual. And oh, there's been plenty of times in my life when I'd have passed up a dozen meals just to be able to feel the Spirit of God and the blessing of God. Why? Because I was in a battle where I needed a strength that God can only give. Nobody else is able to give us that food, that strengthens us, that gives us the strength to stand. Oh, to give us that sweet water, that satisfies the third. When the enemy's all around, yet God said, I can prepare a table before you. And I'm so thankful his arm is not short, that he can't do what he said, but he's still able to hear and to answer the prayers that we pray, if we'll only believe. You know, we can't get anything from God without faith in him. And, you know, today, I believe the world, as Daryl said before, we got faith in faith, but we don't put it into action in believing really in the true and living God. And, you know, each and every one of us, we're living in a world and a day and a time when man just thinks that whatever I decide or whatever I want to do is okay. But you know, it's not. I was in my Bible this morning, and in the front of it, I found in an envelope something I hadn't looked at in years, a picture of me and Aunt Goldie and another one of me and my sister. My oldest sister, Grace, taken in 81, 42 years ago, both of them gone. You and I today, Life waits on nobody. And it makes no difference what age we are when we leave this world. The only thing that makes any difference is whether our heart was right with God, whether we truly exercise faith and believe in the true and born again Savior. You know, you'll find Christ there. He come at a time when it wasn't easy for people. They didn't have all the modern conveniences that we have today. But Christ came to fulfill the will of the Father, and he completed every bit of it. Why? Because when he was hanging there on the cross, he said, Father, it is finished. He came and fulfilled all that was asked of me. You and I today, all he asked of me and you is to walk in obedience unto him. Exercise faith, putting their faith and trust in God. Because we know the word might come that we will have something coming up against us that we're not able to stand by ourselves. But if we put faith and trust in God, we'll find the strength. You know, no doubt Paul, what he was facing, and the other apostles, what they were facing when they was some being crucified, being beheaded, or whatever. You know, if it wasn't for what they knew was waiting for them on the other side, and they believed beyond a shadow of any doubt that what they had experienced there with God, what they had received from God, the blessing of the Holy Spirit that was dwelling on the inside, they knew what was waiting for when this life was over. Well, you and I today, if we held that Holy Spirit on the inside, you know, it's amazing. In America, with all the time that's been put into educating people, that we can't comprehend what God said in His Word. That we can have that Holy Spirit, that comforter on the inside, where we can know that we fight from death unto life. And we're living in a world that people don't understand what that means. They don't understand what it is to feel the Spirit of God. But God has not changed, and He's still willing today to hear and answer our prayers. It's a lack of prayer of faith. You know, if you pray a prayer and you don't believe that God's going to hear and answer it, why waste your words? But if you pray a prayer and you're putting your faith and trust in God, that prayer is going to be answered. Now, whether it's going to be answered the way you want it answered, or where it's going to be answered in the time you want it to be answered, that's up to God. But God hears every prayer. And you know, I've prayed a lot of prayers that the answer to me was no. And each and every one of us, you know, we want to hear God say yes to what we're praying. But I've realized in my life, when God said no, sometimes it's not easy to accept. But when you go through time and you look back, you begin to realize God's word is true when He said, all things work to the good of those that love Him. And sometimes that answer to prayer that was no, that was really to our good. You and I today, we need to stop and think, what is the most important thing in our life? And set our mind and our heart to know God and to have His Spirit in our life. That should be the most important thing of each and every one of us. Because He's promised us, if we have that, He said, I'll supply your needs. And people today, they strive to obtain something here in this life that's going to pass away. It's going to go away. It's not going to last forever. But that we have with God will last forever if we'll live and be obedient unto Him. And each and every one of us, God has blessed us beyond measure in this life. I don't know too many people that can say, you know, I haven't had my needs supplied, and a lot of them don't know even anything about God, but God has still watched over them and supplied their need. Look at America. All you got to do is go to Walmart or any big store and walk through and look. You'll see most of the people are overweight because we've been blessed more than we actually need. And I wish America's souls was as spiritually healthy as a lot of the bodies in America. You know, you and I today, we are starving ourselves spiritually to death because we're unwilling to be obedient unto the word of God. You know, I was thinking yesterday, my dad, when I was a kid, dad was in revivals just constantly. But as he got older, his preaching didn't change, but the churches where he had preached at changed drastically. You and I today, we look around and we see that same thing. The world and the churches have changed drastically. What is accepted in the world today, you know, back even in the 50s, that's what, 70 years ago or so, if what the world accepted then, just as a moral decency, today we go so far beyond that. They was lost people in the 50s that would have stood and fought to protect morality over what it is today. And yet then we've got church people that's starting to embrace the very thing that God said was an abomination unto him. God has not changed, but we have changed. Our hunger and our desires have changed. Not striving to please God, but striving to please man and the flesh. Each and every one of us here, well, in Christ, he said, listen to this again. I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You and I today, if we're lacking anything in our life, in the spiritual life, we need to go to God because he's got everything that we need for us to grow and be healthy and strong. Be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Be able to stand against everything that comes our way. You and I, you'll find Christ there when the devil was tempting him. Christ didn't seem to even acknowledge what the devil was trying to tempt him with. He just gave him the scripture. You and I today, when the temptations and things come in life, that's exactly what we need to do. Look at what the scripture says about it. Take our stand upon God's word. Because after all, our life here is so short. You know, 78 years old. Most of my life by a long ways is already gone. I was listening to the obituary today, and there was quite a few of them in their 80s, but there was some younger than me. I'm 78, so at best, I've got just a few more years. But each and every one of us, it makes no difference how long a time we got. It's just what we did with that time, whether we lived it for the Lord or not. You know, man, today they look and they've got a way that they can make a stone that looks like a diamond and it performs almost as well as a diamond, but it's man-made and it's not as valuable as a real diamond. Why? Because that real diamond, God created man, said, oh, it takes millions and millions of years for a diamond to form. But you'll find God, when he created his world, he said it don't appear of the things, in other words, that you think that they are, but God created it right
there in the beginning. He put the oil in the earth. He put the coal in the earth. He put the gold in the earth. He put the diamonds there and all the precious jewels and everything. God created them there when he was making this world. You and I today, he's created right there in the beginning, creating a plan of salvation for me and you, seeing what man was going to do and what it was going to take. And Christ was willing to pay that price that man might be redeemed. But you'll find that he's not going to excuse sin and look over it. Me and you, if we get forgiven of sin, we're going to have to come on our knees before God and ask for that forgiveness. And believe in Christ. Accept him. You know, the world today, I don't know if you take the whole world population, what percentage of it would be people that fall under the name of a Christian, but then you take those that is the religion that's under that that's called Christian, there's probably just a small percent of them that are true born again Christians. We believe in something, but we're not willing to live the way God says to live. And you and I today, it makes no difference what denomination that we want to be. The Bible tells us, without we believe in Christ unto salvation, to the point of it changing us, making us a new creature, unless we do that, we're lost. I don't care how many churches we have our name on their book. Joining a church does not make us anything but a church member. Being born again makes us a child of God. And today, a lot of people don't understand what it is to be born again. But Christ, he paid a price there, not for a name, a denomination, or anything like that. But he paid a price there for a people. He said it's a peculiar people. That's those that's been born again, those that's come out from the world and become a separate people. You know, I don't care what denomination you are, we cannot be enticed and find pleasure in the things of the world that goes contrary to what the Bible says and still be right with God. You know, years ago, I went out west on a trip, and we went to Yosemite and up to Yellowstone, and beautiful places that God created for man to enjoy. All the beauty of it, and the smell of the air there in the mountains, around them waterfalls, it was beautiful. And I would just think, God created that here for us to enjoy. What on earth is heaven going to look like for those that go? We can stand in awe and look at what God made this earth here for me and you to enjoy. But what's he got in store for us? He said it ain't even entered into the heart of man. You and I today, we need to get our eyes over the things of this world. Elevate them up to the things of God. Why? Because that's what's most important. All that we see here, God has told us what's going to happen to it. It's going to be burned up. Only the things that God, that we do for God, is going to last. And he tells us to lay up our treasures in heaven, where the moth and the thief, they can't get to it. Each and every one of us today, strive to be what God would have us to be. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. And he said, you shall be filled. And each and every one of us can believe God's word over anything else. While we get some song to sing, if you feel a need in your life to pray. Now's the time to do it. You never know what tomorrow is going to hold. And you and I today, our life here is so fragile. You know, we might think, oh, I got a long life ahead of me. And death could be waiting for you before this day ends. And you and I today, God just made it plain. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after death the judgment. If you're not ready for that appointment, and it comes, you're going to find that the judgment's going to be a very unpleasant place for you to be. You and I today, God lets us know, we can know that we've passed from death unto life. And if we don't know that our sin has been forgiven, if we don't know that the Spirit of God dwells in us, then we need to get on our knees and pray